Hello. Sorry about that.
I'm looking
Hello.
For, no problem. I'm looking for Ms. Finlay.
Yeah, Keisha?
Oh, very good. Yeah. Keisha, my name is Daniel. I am calling you back from Notebook Writing. How are you once again?
I'm good.
Fantastic. I'm the same person I've been chatting with you right now in terms of your third book that you are into writing at the moment. And, yes, we would love to go and assist you with the editing of the book and, you know, maybe with any of the services that you're actually after. Now, the reason I actually jumped over the phone was just to understand a bit more about the book. When you say it's a three-book series, and, of course, I can see only one book that's been published. I guess the second book is on the way, or is it published on any other platform?
No, it's published on Amazon. You just have to look up Ziva, the election.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
it would go like book number two?
Yeah, that's book number two.
Okay, all right. I'll have a look at it right away. Because I can only find one book under your profile, even though if I click on Tisha Finlay, it shows me only one book that's there. That's the part one. So I guess the part two is not published properly. It's not coming up on your author page.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. See, that's the thing with kind of my I've had a very bad experience with publishers, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I just read that. And eventually when I was speaking to you over the phone, I was reading the services as well. Emerge Publishing, LLC, is what I guess you used earlier for the books, right?
That was for the first one. And like I said, they they didn't really do anything.
Hold up
that. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's not an issue.
I went through a different publisher on the second one.
May I know the name of the publisher, if you don't mind?
Yeah. It's Mindster Media.
Mindster Media. Oh, okay. That's nice. I think I have heard about this one, maybe. Okay, that's nice. That's impressive. Because Emerge, when I was looking up Emerge right now, I saw that they are only good in publishing, all right? They're not good in marketing, and they're not good in creating awareness. So if you're talking about sales of the book, it will take a while for them to bring in sales, because they're not that much experts in creating awareness in the market for this book.
Right, yeah.
No, that's one thing. So no worries, that's okay, that's good to go. Well, Tisha, first of all, we'll go ahead and help you with editing of this book so that we can bring this book into life, and then we have a lot of things that we can go and discuss over main bond that could be maybe related to publishing or maybe related to marketing, and we'll be able to care that for you. Now, for editing, mostly, what we charge over here is we don't charge as per pages, we don't charge as per words. We have, a price set for projects, all right? That means we would, if you're on board with us, we won't just go ahead and help you with editing. There's a complete process that we'll help you with that includes editing, proofreading, formatting of the book, editing, indexing to the book, or anything that's required, maybe the table of content, maybe the referencing at the end of the book. So everything would be included in one bundle that would cover everything in it. So technically, once we'll be done with the job, all you would have to do is to add a book cover to the book, and we'll be completely ready for printing or for publishing it online.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a desired
deadline?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a desired deadline to meet? How soon do you want to complete this book, the third one, or any timeline that you have in mind?
I mean, as soon as possible. I know there's people that, probably waiting way too long for the third book because I just took a while. Right. I'm gonna be honest with you, one of the reasons why I think is just kind of just my past experience with the other
thing. Well, Tisha, first of all, I'll tell you one thing that, five fingers are never equal. You know, if someone has done something wrong to you or someone hasn't given you, the committed services, that doesn't mean that every company would do the same,
Yeah.
The company that you're speaking with right now, that's Notebook Writing, is one of the top 10 companies in the United States at the moment. We were claimed as one of the top 10s back in 2021, and in 2022, we have become the top 3 companies for marketing services around the globe. So that's the best part. So the company that you're dealing with is a completely reputable firm. We won't just put you know, our company's reputation in jeopardy just for one project. If it's not doable, it's not doable. We give you a refund and we let you walk away. All right. If it's doable, we'll get you on board. We'll go ahead and do the job. And even though if it takes, you know, waste more amount of time or maybe more than required services, we'll go ahead and do that for you. That means, for example, if one editor is not able to do the job, we have a team of 250 editors to go ahead and suffix your requirements for the book. So from our side, it's completely doable situation on this book so far.
Okay,
that's one thing. Now, in terms of how much do we charge for it or how does that work, it's very simple. Normally what we charge for a 400 pages book, all right, is somewhere around about $2,800 to $2,900. That includes everything in it, as I said, editing, proofreading.
Hold on one quick. Sorry, I've got to answer this really fast.
No problem. I'm on hold. Yeah. Hello.
I'm so sorry. I'm still at work, so I'm kind of bouncing back and forth. But are you still there?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? Hello?
I said I'm sorry. I'm at work, so
I'm still
kind of trying to do both.
Oh, okay. No worries. That's fine. Okay. So I'm not sure if you heard the last part. I was coming up to the pricing for you in reference for the line-by-line editing for 400 pages book that we're looking at, fantasy science fiction. We normally charge $2,800 for that, $2,800 to $2,900 for that. But since we are running a good promotion over here, I can maybe go ahead and have your request catered in just a matter of $2,500 for the complete editing of the book. That, again, includes everything in one go. That includes editing, proofreading, formatting, you know, taking care of the table of content, adding author's bio, referencing, everything that needs to be done to create this a perfect piece of material would be a part of our job.
You guys do you is it just editing for that, or, like, do you, like, put it in a book cover, like, and stuff like that?
You can do that. Yes, book cover is a complimentary service that's a part of the package that's there with you. And publishing would be something that you would have to purchase separately. Apart from publishing, there are a lot of services that we can offer you, like marketing, maybe creating a teaser for the book, or maybe converting the book into an Audible version, or maybe publishing it on multiple platforms, apart from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, iBooks, Apple Books, Rublecraft, and a lot of platforms out there which are paid platforms. But we would love to go and assist you, you know, publish your book over there as well. Moreover,
a pricing sheet, like, or something you could email me so I could look over your services?
Well, our pricing, it's specifically not like a pricing sheet that we have over here. We have our pricing, you know, it's based on our author's requirements, all right? It's a completely custom code that I'm giving you. It's not that we have a list of everything and, you know, I can provide that to you right away. It depends on your tactics. Now, let's say if I give you marketing, all right, now it depends what sort of marketing you're after. Would that be pre-release marketing or would that be post-marketing? That means pre-release before publishing the book, post-marketing means after publishing the book. If so, then what platforms you would need? Are you looking for SEO marketing? You're looking for social media marketing? You're looking for SMS marketing? Looking for email marketing? You're looking for everything together? Is it for 3 months? Is it for 6 months? So there are different things that actually varies with us when it comes to the cost. So if you have certain questions in mind, you can go ahead and ask me. I can give you random pricings, all right, for services, but emailing you a type of a sheet that gives you an answer to the pricing would be a bit difficult. Because it's completely custom. It's not that we have, you know, services lined up as per, you know, random projects.
But you can't make something up that would show me, like, hey, if you want to just do editing, this is what it would cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do editing and
yes,
and
I told
marketing.
You for editing, proofreading, formatting, including a complimentary service of book cover, with the discounted cost, it would drop down to $2,500. If you go ahead with pre-release marketing for this book, now pre-release marketing, if you, let's say, want to go for marketing as well. Now, there's a question. Would you start with marketing for the third book or with the first book?
I mean, I need to market all of them. Once I get the whole series done, I want to...
Indeed, of course, but you would always start with marketing the first book. This is a rule, okay, when you talk about a series, because automatically if you market the first book and if people buy that, you would have those people lined up for the second book. Your targeted audience will be lined up for the second book. And then on the third book, you would have more number of people who would be ready to buy the book. Make sense?
Right.
So you would never market the third book. You would market the first book. For example, if 500 people would buy the first book, that means eventually minimum 400 people would like the book and they'll be on hold for you, would be waiting for the second part to come in. Now, if second part comes in, automatically you have 400 people who would be ready to buy the book. All right. Now we need to have more sales on this. All right. So we'll have to do generic marketing on the second book to bring in sales, maybe increase it to 700, 800, 1,000 sales. Now, let's say you get 700 sales on the second book. So automatically, those people will be lined up. Now you would have to work on the third book and increase the marketing for the third book. That would go up to maybe $1,500 or $2,000, you know. So series, this is the best part of the series. In series, you don't have to market the book. You would have to market your series over here in simple words and your author profile. If people are buying the author, automatically they're buying your books.
Right.
For example, J.K. Rowling did not market her last book. She marketed her first book, her first Harry Potter series. When people liked her first book, they jumped onto the second book. They become their diehard fans. And then on the third book, they were their diehard fans again. And on the fourth book, you had the diehard fans again. So eventually, the clients will be repeating. There will be different people that will be repeating back and forth for the complete series. They will be following you. So I don't recommend you to just market the book. I would recommend you to market your series and your author profile. And if you talk about marketing an author profile, that means we would create teasers for the book. All right, we would go ahead and create all the social media pages for the book. If they're not created yet, we'll go ahead and post everything over there at least thrice or twice a week. That includes, you know, creating banners, writing creative posts, which would go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Your author website will be created under your name. That means a website. For example, like tishafinlay.com could be a good domain. We can look for it. If it's available, we'll go ahead and buy that for you. Create and design a website over there, a 5-pager website, that will tell your audience who Tisha is. You know, why is she writing this book? What is her experience on writing the book? If she's an entrepreneur, then what has she been doing, you know, from the last 15 years or what's her rate is, you know? So all your information would go over there. So technically, you'll be selling yourself, not the books. And all your books will be mentioned on the same website. Secondly, there are different things that you would need to do to bring in sales to the book. For example, for the first book, I can see on Amazon, you only have ebook and paperback available. Now, for science fiction fantasy novels, you would see a lot of readers available who would be interested in hardcover or hard copies. So you're missing that chunk, all right? You don't have a hardcover option available where people can come in and, you know, order hard books, which can go into libraries.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Secondly, if you have yourself an author website, or in future if you would use us for the author website, I would recommend you to put your ebook version on the author website instead of Amazon. All right.
Well,
Amazon,
I have a website.
You do already? Oh, I didn't know about it. Let me
look
it up. What's the name of the website?
ZevoSeries.com.
Okay, it's created under the series. That's nice. Let's have a look at it right away. I see Instagram on this, Viva Series, okay. Then I see a YouTube channel. Is that yours?
I don't know about the YouTube channel. I don't know. Yeah, we posted I posted something on there when I first came out the first book. Yeah, it's been so long. It's been way too long, 6 years. I need to get back into marketing this. But, yeah, when I was first starting to market it, I was doing a lot, but then I just lost the wind in myself because the publishing company never paid me or never gave me any no idea what this book's done, like none. Like, I have no idea.
Wow.
They don't send me any support. I'm almost like in a, like I had to send them a legal letter because
Send them a letter or get yourself a refund. How much did you pay to them?
At thousands, I don't know.
Wow, I mean, you need to call your bank and need to get that money back if they are not providing you the services what they've committed you to.
Well, it was 6 years ago when I paid it, that's what I'm saying, but, like, I thought I was expecting, like, quarterly reports and,
well, you
like,
never know what if the banks are still agreed to go ahead and give you the refund on it, you know. It's worth it to give it a try, you know. This is just a suggestion. I am not trying to go ahead and make a negative for that second company, whatever it is. But if I would be at your place, I would have called the bank. I'm an author myself, just to let you know. I've been writing from the last 7 years, working with this company from the last 3 years. So I know the protocols that people go through, you know. If you're not facing, satisfactory results with the company, they go ahead and claim a refund. If the company does not provide a refund, which normally everyone does, they would provide you the refund. It's not that if you would claim a refund, no one would give you that. Because everyone has a quality assurance department, every company who's legit out there. So they'll give you a refund. If they don't, call your bank, all right? You never know. Maybe they can give a chargeback even after 24 months. I've seen people getting a chargeback after 24 months, too. So if that's the case, try it out. Try it out.
Yeah.
Give it a try. You know, calling the bank would take hardly 10 minutes. You would save $5,000. That's one thing. Now, that's not an issue. Yeah. Go ahead. You're saying something?
Oh, no. I was just going to ask if you found the website.
Yeah, I was looking for the website. I did not find it. It shows me vivaseries.com is a domain available for sales. So I'm not sure if you have already purchased this domain. How does it go like? I'm sorry?
Google, I'm on it right now. Or if you even look up...
I'm typing Viva, V-I-V-A, series, S-E-R-I-E-S.com.
Z-E-V-A.
Oh, I'm sorry. Viva series. .com. Series with an S, right?
Yeah, S-E-R-I-E-S.
Yep, I got the same thing.
I'm on it.
Can you send me the link on the chat if you're still available there? Or the URL to the website, please? Just want to have a look at it very quickly. Sorry?
I was just looking for to see if that was still on
I got
the chat.
It. Viva series. Oh, yes, I find it now. Viva series 2. Okay. That's a beautiful picture. Is that you, Tisha, on the website?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, nice. Impressive. Beautiful. No problem. Meet the characters. Okay, then we have Kristen. Nice. That's an impressive website so far. It's a good website. Still needs work to be done, but it's a good website. You have not integrated any sort of e-commerce with it? I mean, if someone wants to buy it, they are routing to Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, exactly. Now I need it. I need to do that. Well, I think, hold on, they might be able to. No, maybe. No, I don't think that they can.
For ebooks, what you can do is for ebooks, you can go ahead and add an order process form on the website. So if anyone wants to buy an ebook of the Ziva, they will be able to order it from your website automatically. All right, you won't have to pay any royalties or any shares of your sales to anyone else. That's one thing. So I would recommend you put it on the website. For paperback and hardcover, yes, Amazon and Barnes & Noble are perfect platforms. They work on print-on-demand services. So if anyone is ordering a paperback, they were printed, they would deliver it to the client and give you a certain royalties out of it. So that's not loss again. So if you're going in that direction, it's fantastic. But later on the road, once you see good sales coming in, let's say you have sold 1,000 copies at least, I would tell you at that time to go with the local printer, get yourself a few copies printed out, and put it in your warehouse if you have an option. So, of course, you can make more money because, of course, if you sell it on Amazon, you would be sharing your royalties and profits with the publishers for a lifetime until you're making sales on it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even gotten any money from my Amazon things because he's not even telling me when it's sold because it all goes through him.
This is the worst part of traditional publishing, that they would never tell you what marketing services they're using. They would never tell you the tactics they've been using for marketing the books. And plus, they would never tell you how many sales you made. At the end of the day, they would send you a check saying that these are your royalties, these are your shares, but they will never tell you if these are the correct number of sales. I mean, I've seen publishers over here telling the clients they have sold 500 copies. On the back end, the publisher has sold 2,500 copies, and he's only sharing the profits for 500 copies with the agent or with the author. So that puts the author into a very worse situation, where the book is selling, but he's not making profits out of his own property. It's someone else who's actually taking the benefits of it. So that's one of the reasons self-publishing is very beneficial, as you cater everything, you would do the marketing, you would go ahead and handle everything, and later down the road, if anyone is buying the book, even after 10 days or even after 10 years, everything would go to you. You won't have to share it with someone else, and it would directly go to you.
Right.
That's how it works. So in reference to, I would say, marketing for this book, we would love to go and assist you with pre-release marketing for the book. As I said, in pre-release, we would cover all the marketing mediums that you're actually after, includes SEO of the website. That means your website that is already there. We would go ahead and do SEO services, search engine optimization, make it look much more SEO optimized, and then increase the ranking of your website on Google. So if someone is typing down your name, like I was trying to look for it, they'll be able to find the book right then and there or the website on the top first rankings.
Right, yeah.
But this is an ongoing process.
Well,
this does not show you results in just 60 or 90 days. Sorry?
How does your marketing work?
Our marketing works, as I said, with all the platforms, First option is that we can do SEO for you over the website, bring up the ranking of your website, automatically would bring up the ranking of your book.
No, that part, what I'm saying is how do you guys get paid?
We charge a one-time fee upfront for everything, for all the services that you're actually looking for us to do. For example, if you just want us to do the editing, so we will charge you a fee for that. Once we're done with the editing, we hand you over the access, then everything goes to you. We don't share any royalties. We don't share any sales of the book. Everything goes to you. We charge you a one-time fee against the services you're looking for us to perform. That's it. Same thing.
But if you're getting paid for marketing, how does that work?
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Like, how much would I pay you for marketing?
Well, for complete marketing, for elite marketing that we are looking at, that includes, SEO optimization, that includes social media marketing, posting at least 3 posts a week. Plus that would include SMS marketing and email marketing for people who are thirsty out there for new books. So if you go with all the 4 platforms together, randomly what we charge regularly, what we charge over here for certain books is about $6,000. But since you have done almost 90% of the job, the website is up and live. We don't have to create that from the scratch. You do have the social media pages, have 1,000 followers too. Just need to increase number of followers and everything. So if you go with that, it would drop down to $4,500, and that's for 3 months marketing. That means we would cater the book and we would market the book at least for the next 3 months, 90 days, to bring in massive sales to this. You're with me? Hello?
I mean, yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm like,
no problem.
If you charge an upfront fee, though, like, how do I know that you're going to continue marketing my book? Because I've paid people, and they've told me they were going to do certain things and never done anything.
See, I told you that early in the beginning of the phone call that five fingers are never equal. If someone has done something wrong with you, does not mean every company will do the same thing. Second of all, you would be signing an agreement with us that would state the list of services we'll be performing for you and what would be the result, the day end result on the back end. You know, for example, we would increase the number of folders for you, or we would increase whatever the guarantees will be that we'll get you at least 1,000 sales for the book in the next 3 months. So we'll go and line that for you, and we'll go and put it in the contract. In case if you do not meet the given numbers, so you're liable for 100% money back guarantee right then and there.
So you guys would have something saying you would get me X amount of sales?
Yep. This is the best part. When you talk with a certain, I would say, a company that has been marketing from years, so looking at our exposure, our expertise, we can go and give you a number of sales. But for this, I'll have to discuss your project with the marketing team first, just to be on the safe side, so they can give you the numbers, and accordingly, we'll go ahead and put the numbers in the contract, and we'll go and turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, can I see something? I'm definitely the type What I'm saying is, could you get with your marketing team and be like, hey, this is what I can do for you, and this is how much it would cost,
yep.
so I can see that, you know what I mean?
Let's say on this book, I can easily get you, if you go with 3 months marketing, I can easily give you a commitment of 1,000 sales, all right, minimum in the next 90 days. And if you start with the marketing, as I said, regularly what we charge is $6,000, but since you have done, you know, most of the things already, we don't have to do them from the scratch, creating your pages and everything. So we'll go ahead and charge you $4,500 for 3 months, which means for 1 month you're paying $1,500. Does that help?
I'm sorry. One quick.
No problem.
Okay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I would want something in writing. Can I give you my email and, like...
Absolutely.
And you can just say what you would do and the price.
Absolutely.
And then that way I can look it over.
Yep, I would love to go and do that. Can you go ahead and just copy your email and just paste it on the live chat? I'll pick it up from there without any errors.
Oh, I might have just got off that chat, honestly. Hold on, let me see if I can. I think I X'd out of that chat. What was the...
It's on the website of the company that goes like noombookwriting.com. If I spell that for you, it's G... For Garden.
I got it.
Yep.
Like if I chat on there, it's going to go to you?
Yep. Once you would pop up session, there will be a lot of people that are out there. I'll accept your chat right away. On the bottom right hand side, you'll be able to see a chat live session.
Okay. My computer's running a little slow. Give me one quick second.
Okay, sure. I guess you got my message on the live chat.
All right, I'm so sorry. I'm at work, too, like I said, and people are... Okay.
No problem.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Let me send you my email real quick. It came up.
No problem.
All right, I just sent you the email, so if you just want to send me the information, then we can go from there.
Sure, sure. I am in process of doing that already. If you can give me a very quick moment, I will send you the email and you can confirm if you received it. Okay, I'll give you two plans in the email. All right. Are you limited to a certain budget for this book, just to be on the safe side?
I don't want to. I mean, I want
to
best deal as I can get. I've already been through this twice and haven't made any money, so definitely don't want to spend a ton in the line.
No, I'll give you something in guarantees and everything, so don't worry about it. It's not that I'll tell you something which is way above your league. But I'll give you two options, two straightforward options, what I feel would benefit you for this book. And I'm dropping the prices for both the packages. Okay, we're running a promotion. Okay, there you go. Okay, I am in process of sending you the marketing email for now. So you can just have a look at it, see if you first of all received the email. It is sent from my site. You can give it a minute, and you can check your inbox. If it's not there, do check your junk or spam box. I'm a new sender. I might land there.
Okay, I got it.
Got it? Fantastic. So you can review the information in the email. I'm sure it would give you a much more better idea of what we are talking about. Any good time, I can call you back. We can have the remaining discussion whenever you're available after work.
Yeah, let me see. I mean, maybe tomorrow, after like 4 would be best.
Okay, not an issue. Sounds great. I'll go. You have my information. You do have my email. You do have my cell phone and the landline in the email as well. So if anything is a question so far throughout the process, do send me an email, reply me back over there, or shoot me a text on my cell phone. I'll be there to go and answer you. If not, I'll be there to call you tomorrow morning, hopefully 11 or 12 EST, and we can do the remaining discussion at that time. Okay?
All right, awesome. Thanks so much.
No problem. Pleasure speaking with you, Tisha. We'll be waiting for you in the reply. Bye for now.
Yeah, thanks.
You too. Bye.